Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The drug evidence mishandling scandal at the state crime lab in Jamaica Plain has led to the resignation of the commissioner of the State Department of Public Health, John Auerbach. That department ran the lab until the state transferred control of it to the state police earlier this summer. Then the governor shut it down completely 2 weeks ago. Joining us now with the latest on this developing story is WBUR's David Boeri. Hi, David.
Hi, Stephen.
So John Auerbach is on the way out, though he will stay on in the post for a few more weeks. What did Governor Patrick and the commissioner himself say about this resignation?
Well, the commissioner offered his resignation saying, "The buck stops here." Quote, "It is clear that there was insufficient quality monitoring, reporting, and investigating on the part of supervisors and managers surrounding the former Department of Public Health drug lab in Jamaica Plain. And ultimately, as commissioner, the buck stops with me." And the governor promptly agreed. The buck did stop with Auerbach. The governor said the commissioner recognizes that as the head of DPH, he shares accountability for the breakdown in oversight.
Now, you spoke this afternoon with the commissioner's boss, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Judy Ann Bigby. What did she say about this crisis?
Well, let's hear from her here.
This is an incredible failure of a system where there were some red flags that should have been noted and acted up on, and they weren't.
What specifically is she referring to here in terms of red flags?
Lots of red flags. People knew that there were irregularities in that lab, but they delayed telling headquarters for 6 months. And meanwhile, they allowed Annie Duquesne, that chemist, State Chemist 2, as her grade is called, to continue testing and even to testify, though the initial account had been that they suspended her from her duties. And she testified for another 7 months after she was supposedly suspended. Then, when they finally notified the district attorney that there was a problem, headquarters insisted it was a small and contained problem, and that clearly wasn't so.
What exactly did this chemist, Annie Duquesne, allegedly do in terms of altering drug evidence? And is there any indication why she did it?
We're starting to be able to put together a picture of what she did, according to some limited statements, some from defense attorneys, some from district attorneys, and some from reading between the lines. It looks as if she was altering evidence to make sure the drugs showed up as drugs, and she was putting her thumb on the scale, so to speak, to add weight to samples. She also was not checking the balances properly. And you got to remember, all these drug cases have a very, very strict and ordered chain of custody. The chain of custody, while she was in charge of those samples, was broken. She actually was taking stuff out of the locker without signing it out and then backdating her name or the initials of her associates on that stuff. So there was lots of stuff going on. We're going to find out more of it as we go along here.
Now, there were backlogs and cut in overtime down at the lab as well?
Yeah, there are internal memos that we have seen that indicate that this was a long-standing problem at that lab, going back to 2006, a crying need for more resources, lots of backlogs. The backlog in sampling as of this summer was there was a nine-month backlog in testing. There was an overtime budget that was being reined in. People were complaining. They said they needed resources, and I put the question to Judy Ann Bigby, who is the Commissioner of Health and Human Services, where should the buck stop?
Frankly, do you bear any responsibility for this?
It's very hard to explain why one individual would decide to purposely mix samples, misrepresent the work that she did as a result of a budget issue.
So you get the sense here that as far as the commissioner is concerned, the secretary, I should say, of Health and Human Services, the buck stops with Auerbach and not any higher. She continues to say this was the problem of one chemist and with people that weren't reporting properly. She even said during the conversation with me today that, in fact, she and the director of public safety for the state had decided they were going to move it out because, as she said, it was the one lab. This drug lab at Jamaica Plain was the one lab without any external monitoring or standardization.
Now, Auerbach is out. What does he do next?
Well, interestingly enough, Auerbach has a job with Northeastern University. At the same time, he offers his resignation. He also announces that he has a new job. And John Auerbach has a very good reputation, but there's a quote on his page, on the DPH page. He's asked, what quote do you live by? And he answers, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. That's from Martin Luther King. The reality and the irony is there was a great deal of injustice done to this system because of what happened at that laboratory that ultimately was under his control.
Thank you very much. WBUR's David Boeri, who will be continuing to cover this developing story.